Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. How's it going, everybody? I hope everyone's having a nice Wednesday. The slush is out there, Joe. I fully realize in saying this that we just had two like lake effect snowstorms. The big events out of it, right? Like big lake effect snow dumping 7 feet of snow on you. Like that kind of crazy stuff aside. Is this the worst weather?
It's awful. It's awful because of what's on the ground. It's also awful if you have dogs that have to go outside because they just get absolutely disgusting in these conditions.
It's not awful yet for me for that, but by Friday it will be.
Oh.
Like I've got enough snow in the backyard where it's fine for now.
Oh yeah.
By Friday it's just going
to
be a mess.
For us, the concrete to the grass that our dog has to go over. Alrighty. Brought him in last night. I mean, paws, stomach. He's also lower to the ground. Obviously, a smaller dog. And it was spitting rain last night. I mean, the towel could not do enough, Brian.
Yeah. It's just the worst for me. Like, I mean, maybe like a rain in the summer because you feel like a really gloomy, like summer day, like full of rain. If you get like two or three of them in a row, because you start to feel like, oh, wasting the summer. Like here's 3 days of summer. You're never going to get back. It's like gloomy and rainy. Like, I don't, maybe you could say that, but this is like the worst. It's so gloomy out there. It's slush everywhere. Like your car's sliding around on side streets because there's that slush on the ground. You walk anywhere in like a parking lot, you're just like stomping in the slush. It's going to be mud soon enough.
That's on the bottom of your pants.
And it's basically rain falling on it. Huge raindrops too, because it's like that snow rain stuff. When it hits you in the head, you feel like you just took a shower.
Yeah.
Like, I think it has to be the worst type of weather.
I like the warm up. Don't get me wrong. I love the warmer temperatures. Sorry to all the skiers out there. I do. I love the warmer temperatures. I hate what it brings with what's on the ground and what's going to be falling from the sky. You know me, Brian. After December 25th, if it wants to heat up, let's go. I like the cold and the winter weather for the holidays. I am fine being tropical after it. Again, no offense to our friends who ski. I understand, and for you, I want the snow. But
no, I need at least a month in the teens. I just, you know.
Well, February's not here yet.
Let's February freeze me out a little bit.
February is usually that month, Brian. When we get cold, it is February.
Pretty frigid.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I mean, at night, before kids are going to, I'm just like shoving slush down. I mentioned before, I share a driveway with my neighbor. So, and part of the driveway is just like right in between, like it's house, and then the car's length or car's width driveway in between. And so it's melting to the point where when you clear out the snow, it doesn't clear out all evenly, or you have some melting stuff that refreezes. So there's water like kind of pooling in spots because you have it blocked from falling down the driveway by like taller ice in some spots. So I'm just trying to push all that like out, or as much as possible out of the driveway last night. It's just miserable. I'd rather be snow blowing for 3 hours than just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I mean, I felt like the guy at the Sabres game by the Zamboni entrance, like, or, you know, after it leaves, just like all the water and slush, get it out of here.
Yeah, right to the drain.
But yeah, like that was, and then you lift it up. I thought the shovel was going to break. How often are you, like, how old is your shovel?
Well, we had that shovel when we lived in Orchard Park, so at least 5 years old.
Yeah, my shovel has got to be 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's coming to an end.
Well, speaking of things that came to an end, my snow brush needs to be replaced.
Totally done?
The ice thing over the weekend, I was scraping off. Snapped off.
Yeah. I could probably use a new snow brush too. Brush is getting a little frayed at the end.
Yeah.
The shovel though has lost about a fifth of its length there. Like the bottom like fifth has just been totally chipped off over the years. And I'm still going with it.
Once I lose that metal strip that chips away at the ice, I'm going to need a new.
I don't even think this one had a metal strip.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
What you're talking about, I mean, earlier in the weekend, during the weekend, I was trying to widen our driveway to the full extent, but without that metal thing, I would have been a lost cause.
Mine's still, you chip away at some stuff.
Yeah.
But you're also chipping away at the shovel. It's like, what goes first? The ice or the shovel? There's bits of blue flying around. There's bits of ice flying around. I don't know what's going to happen there. But yeah, so that I did that. Before that, this is, Joe, the example of, you know, life could be much worse. I had, because of the weather, I tried starting to cook outside. I thought I had like a break in the snow and rain. I mean, it was barely snowing. And then, of course, I fire up the griddle, and then all of a sudden it starts raining those huge drops again. So it's just impossible. I had to rush everything back inside. And what I hated, when you fry things inside, like pan fry anything.
Oh.
I was doing that with some chicken last night. I smell like the back of a fast food restaurant.
Yep.
And there's no stop. I mean, I had the window open. I had an air purifier.
Did you have the fan over the stove going?
That's the problem. In my kitchen, the fan over the stove just blows it into the kitchen.
Oh.
Like there's no vent outside, so it's just cycling it around in the kitchen. The coats are, you know, in the back of the kitchen by the back door. It all smells like the fryer.
Yes, I know what you mean. I have to say, I'm happy. Our last apartment, I think I told you this, every time we would do anything on the stove, the alarm would go off. For some reason, we would always, even with the fan going full power.
For some reason, was the reason because you burnt everything?
No, every apartment had the same problem. You'd be out in the parking lot, and you would hear someone else's apartment, you know, beep, beep. Luckily, maybe not so lucky, we'll find out. The alarms here don't go off as easily, or the smoke doesn't build like it did in the apartment. So we're not waking the kid up when we try to make dinner.
Yeah. I've become very good at not setting off the smoke alarm. It's like my one thing. The taste of my food is not improved, but at least the smoke alarm isn't going off when I'm making it.
I have to say, I've not burnt something in a very long time, and you can run that by my wife. I have not burnt something in a long time. It was a very sensitive smoke detector in the kitchen in those apartments.
That was my waking up this morning, walking out to the car, you're in the kitchen, just like,
still smell it.
Yeah. And it's not like the we slow cooked, you know, some big roast or something like that, then you still got the meat smell after, or even steak. Even I like doing that outside. You know, it stinks up things too if you cook in our kitchen. But it's, smells like steak in here. That's nice. The fryer smell, it just smells like, ugh.
Yeah.
So
back to your old days.
Anyway,
at McDonald's.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it reminds you of. Yeah. It's no fun for me. All right, Joe. This story we heard this morning. The AG here in New York State goes after, well, everybody. You know, when it's not Pepsi for you throwing your can in the creek, it's someone else. And this time, it's payment apps. She wants them to step up their security.
Three popular payment apps are on notice. Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App to protect consumers. As the apps have surged in popularity, so too have frauds and scams.
It's not just, the money is important, but also it's people's physical safety.
In a letter to the companies, DA Alvin Bragg warns of a troubling rise in illegal behavior because of what he says are insufficient security measures, leaving users of the apps vulnerable. He's pushing the apps to add multi-factor authentication.
That's Rhiannon Alley, who had that report for us earlier this morning. All right, so payment apps stepping up their security. I have to admit, it's not something I've thought a lot about, and I hadn't really heard of anyone who's had major problems with the actual platforms, you know, with a Venmo, with a Zelle, with something like that. I've heard of like scams and stuff involving, you know, people pretending to be whatever, but very rarely have I heard like a Venmo hacked. And then we played this report, and Susan mentioned someone she knows, and then you mentioned someone that you've had like something like this happen to you, and I was like, whoa, you know, hold on a second. Like, what's the story? Because I'm very interested.
Now, this was a long time ago. This is like the early days of one of these apps. And I, you know, just getting into it. And I noticed that there was some money missing from the app that I had not spent. So I went through my bank, Brian, and very quickly they replaced it and didn't have a problem. Now, I don't use that app as much. I have to say, out of the three they mentioned, I use Zelle. Why? Because Zelle is through the app, or is through the bank, right? Zelle and my bank have a relationship, and I can Zelle to other banks, and it ends up right in the bank. It's not in an app. So, again, I've had one issue, and let me say, very quickly, did the bank take care of it and then take matters into their own hands? And I learned my lesson. Don't save cards on these apps. And another thing, you should probably don't use these apps as a bank. A lot of people use like these apps as a place to store their money, but it's not a bank. It's not.
I don't think I'd ever be storing money in here, but a lot of them have. Like if you were to have your Venmo or something like that hacked into, it does have direct access to
your
bank account or your credit card or whatever it is. So you don't even really need to be storing money in there for it to be gone, you know, relatively quickly.
And that was my issue. It was right through my debit card that was connected, obviously connected to my bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed it, again, very quickly. I check my banking app, you know, go, oh, man, still nothing in there. No, I check my banking app all the time, and I noticed this, again, very... This was a long time ago, early days of the Venmo app, and I noticed money missing, and it was taken care of very quickly. But I learned my lesson. I don't save cards to that app anymore. I barely use the app. When I'm transferring cash, I like the old school of, hey, here's some cash. But if I'm transferring cash, I go Zelle or I go Apple Pay, and that's money that I've preloaded into Apple and then paid it, not through a card. If that makes sense.
Wait, so you're preloading money and you're just
It is off a card. And then you put it in your Apple Pay, right? But it's not that you're transferring the money from the card directly. You are unloading it into there. I don't save the card into my Apple, and then the cash is on my Apple if I need to transfer it. Like
I wouldn't want to like hold cash in some app though.
But we're not talking about a ton of money. I'm just saying if I need to, I will go through the card, not save the card.
But who has I've used Apple Pay, you know, for at the grocery store, right, like whatever, to pay for stuff. But I've never had somebody send you money through it. Like what if you sent me money through Apple Pay?
Yeah, text you Apple Pay.
How would I get that money?
It would end up directly in your Apple Pay.
But what's it?
It would end up right the wallet app. It would end up right in your wallet app as you see. So if someone texted you money, that's how it would end up. And then you could send that money or send it to your bank.
You could send it to you. But then you have to link your bank to...
That's the thing.
Because I've had that. No one's ever sent me money through app. It's always Venmo. Like, that is the thing.
But can I say this? Apple Pay? I don't hear people's Apple Pay.
Because no one uses it.
I'm just saying. I never hear of anyone getting...
It's tough to have a bunch of people be hacked when there's like two people on it.
I've heard of several, since my issue, I've heard of several Venmos. Susan brought up someone she knows. Several friends of mine are still having issues trying to get their money back from one of these apps. I've never heard of anything with Apple Pay. Now, yes, it's not as popular as these three, but I've not heard of the issues that you hear with, again, Zelle's to the bank. I've not heard of issues with Zelle. I'm not saying they don't exist, but Venmo and Cash App, and again, a lot of those issues are people who hold money in those apps.
The problem is you can't just pick the most secure one. You know, you mentioned Zelle's through the bank. Zelle's through a bank. So if you don't have that bank, it's not like it's, right? Like it's
several banks are connected to Zelle, but I get what you're saying. If your bank's not, what's like, your next?
What you're picking is the one that everybody has.
Yes.
Because it's pointless to have... You know, I'll use Apple Pay. You have Apple Pay. But, like, it's pointless for me to have the one that nobody has because you want to just be able to send people money. Over the weekend, you know, I'm sending people money for this, that, and the other thing, and everybody has Venmo. Like, I'm sure everyone has PayPal, but it's a little, I don't know. They're together?
Yeah.
Well, then, you know, then it is the same thing. But Venmo is like the thing that everybody's on. You know you're going to be able to send this person money through that app, and it's going to be quick and seamless and easy. And you almost have to use that one. I'm trying to think of like what the comparison would be like for something else. Like it's the universal size for, I don't know, help me out here.
I'm trying to think.
The universal size for a cup holder. like, sure, you've got like some big cans or like the slim cans kind of rattle around in your cup holder in the car, but most people are going to use that size cup that fits in, or can that fits in the cup holder.
So demo's the iPhone. Most people have the iPhone compared to the other phones like you were talking about with Dubusky earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making a toaster. You have to have the slots on the toaster this big, even though you might want to toast something bigger or smaller. It has to be. But
the funny thing is, everyone does have Apple Pay.
Right? They just don't know about it.
Yeah. Most people have Apple Pay. Like, that would be the one. But, again, you have Samsung people, Google Phone people, and the phone that Dubusky was talking about. So I don't want to assume.
But how safe do you feel using these money apps? Do you use these money apps to send money to other people to pay for things? Or maybe you're using it for a reason we haven't even thought of. You know, your job, people pay you through that. I know that's how we pay for childcare, is through one of these apps. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN.
And that is another thing. A lot more businesses. I was at a restaurant on Saturday and they took payment through Cash App. Like, I had never seen anything like that before. Like, their payment was not Apple Pay or Samsung Pay or Google Pay. It was, oh, you don't have the card, pay us through Cash App. I hadn't seen that at a business on the counter before.
That's more popular now. Have you been out to eat and they've got the scanner on the receipt? So you, like, scan it with your phone. You don't even need the app. It'll let you do it without the app, but you just scan it on your phone. You click the thing, and it immediately opens up your bill. You add the tip and everything right on there. I've seen a few places do that. Or you can, if you're out with a bunch of people, like very easily split it amongst a bunch of people if you want to do it. Or if you're super fast and you want to pay the bill, you boom. And then before anyone else can even look at it, you've got the whole thing taken care of.
I got to go out to eat more often.
It's kind of cool. I've seen like a couple places do that. It's not everywhere now, but it's cool. I use the payment apps a lot. Money between friends, mostly. I mentioned childcare. That's how, you know, we use it as well to pay for that. I never have really thought about security until this morning when you had these stories.
But when you pay through like the Venmo app or you receive money, does that money automatically go to your bank account or do you leave it in the app?
I mean, I'm transferring it right away. Okay. I'm not leaving it in the app.
I think that's the issue. I could be wrong. I think the issue is people who just leave it in the app.
See, I would think the issue would just be it's like if you get into that, you have kind of this open line of communication with your bank or with your credit card.
There's that too.
Right?
That's like why you shouldn't
save. Or maybe there's like another, you know, a block on that, like in between the two steps. But obviously, if you have money in your account, like that could be just wiped out right away.
The bigger issue, I've heard from several people, the money. Now, again, for me, it was off my debit card. But for several people I've heard, the money that went missing was the money that they were holding in the app. And that's why, like, go to a bank. Or if you're in one of these apps, right? Cash App. If you're in the Cash App and you have money in the Cash App, lock the card associated with it. Lock the account if you're not using it. If you have to keep the money there for some reason, lock the account.
Maybe I'm totally wrong in this, and maybe I don't worry about it because I kind of think of it like the credit card. Like, everyone's always trying to steal your credit card info, right? But I'm just, you know, the credit card's there. If someone steals it, it's not like it's my money they're taking right away. They're taking, you know, whoever, Visa's money or the bank's money. And then I can, you know, have the charge reversed, and it's a kind of a pain in the butt. You have to get a new card, but it'll be taken care of. I kind of look at these apps the same way. Maybe that's a wrong way of looking at it, though.
Again, I'll go back to mine. Mine wasn't a credit card. It was a debit card connected to my bank. I called my bank, and within a few minutes, the money was credited back to my account. So I have to say, at a very, again, didn't go through the app. I went through my bank. And the debit card that was associated with it, they gave me a new debit card, right? They canceled that one out, gave me a new debit card, and then credited my bank and had no issues. So it wasn't something that went on for a while, but I'm a little hesitant to go back to that particular app.
Payment apps, Venmo, all the above, what do you use them for? Do you trust them? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. Back here on WBEN. Hey, got a giveaway for you. If you're caller number 3 into 202-WBEN, that's 202-9236, you can win a 4-pack of tickets for 1-day admission to the 2024 Buffalo Auto Show coming to the Convention Center Thursday, February 1st through Sunday, February 4th. It's already next weekend. Go to BuffaloAutoShow.com for tickets and details. Caller number 3 into 202-9236.
Any cars you're excited?
I'm out of it. Like, yeah, so I'm totally out of it. I've got my... When you're in the market for a car, like, the auto show has to be the most exciting thing in the world for you.
Yeah.
When you're not, like, you know, I'm just not thinking of it right now. I'm not thinking of it for me. I'm not thinking of it for my wife. You kind of get out of it pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know much about cars, as I've said numerous times. But, I like nice, shiny cars. I like to look at things I could never afford. You know, like, oh, that BMW is nice. Well, I'll never be in that.
See, I'm the opposite when you go to the auto show. Like, some people like the, you know, they go down, I think it's like on the bottom floor, you got that like Corvette or Lamborghini or like some of these crazy cars. I like to look at all the like things that you could buy, models that are in the auto show.
I'll see that years from now when I'm in the market.
Like, you know, like all at once, like see the, you know, what does it look like, all the bells and whistles. A few years ago, even after I got my new car, I was interested to go in and kind of see like, oh, this is the one I wanted to look at, but they didn't have any because of, you know, all the delays and everything in production. Get to see it here. I don't know. We'll talk with Paul Stasiak next week, obviously. But, you know, when it comes to this year, I don't know of like a lot of – I know last year or 2 years ago they had the Ford Lightning, you know, the new EV truck. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I want to see that. But I feel like it's – people have kind of cooled on. Maybe the new Chevy EV truck is there, and they've done some cool things with that, but
that'd be cool.
I don't know. I'm out of the car market.
My right next now. Car is going to be a truck, but that's hopefully years away.
You got still on the truck?
Still on the truck. But I mean, that's how it always is, right? And then I get closer to buying a car, I'm like, yeah, I'll get this instead.
Yeah, kind of something else.
I want to feel like I'm in a country song, Brian.
I know you do. We're talking about a whole bunch of things here on WBEN, among them these cash apps. Literally cash app. I forgot about that one until you mentioned it. Venmo, payment apps. How safe do you feel using them? Because the New York Attorney General is going after them, asking them to step up their security, saying that they're too easily hacked into. You know, scammers are kind of finding that way to go in. I think this one, though, does kind of come down to the, like, in some cases, it's good to not be trustworthy.
Yeah. With money, yes.
With money, with anything over the phone or email, like, to second guess anything. I have to apologize for some people. If there's a number I don't recognize calling me, I'm just never answering it. I'll listen to the voicemail, but I'll usually do nothing to respond to it. But like, it's good to be cautious with stuff like that.
Even with text messages. You know, there's the text messaging scam now. UPS, your package was in transit, but we couldn't find you. Like, and people are falling for it. I mean, there's a scam everywhere. And, you know, it goes obviously far beyond these apps, but these apps seem to be the most easy to get a hacker to get into, or for a scammer to fall for. But I mean, you're just seeing more and more emails. I'm sorry, I don't trust any email. Like, I don't trust any email. I believe that there would be no important communication, unless it's from work, sent to my email. I ignore everything when it comes to email. I don't know how.
Pretty much.
But I don't know how I expect them to communicate with me, because I'm like you. If I don't know the number, well, I'm not answering that either. But leave me a voicemail. If it's something important, leave me a voicemail.
Well, if it's something important, it'll come in my mailbox.
I mean, is that still the case, right?
But if it's really a bill, it'll come in the mail.
There's still scams that through old snail mail.
But like, if there's really a bill, like, that, they'll contact you through the mail.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, like, no one's texting me like, hey, buddy, like, you owe, or something like that. I get nervous about that. You mentioned the text message. Like, I get nervous about accidentally hitting a link.
Oh, yeah.
I accidentally hit stuff on my phone all the time. You ever pull your phone out of your pocket and like, it's just something is pulled up that you're just like, what is this? Like, how did it get to here from inside my pocket?
Or I thought I locked my phone when I put it in my pocket. And then, like you said, happens to me a little too often.
I'll like leave my phone somewhere, like, you know, on the couch or anywhere. And like, you have to worry about your kids picking it up.
Yeah.
And then just like pressing a bunch of buttons. Because I was told, Joe, one time here that if you put in the wrong password too many times, your phone would just totally delete itself if you have something like that. So it got to be...
It gets locked for like 10 minutes. I don't know if it deletes itself.
That's what I was told.
Oh, all right.
With the, you know, something, I don't know.
I've had mine locked for 10 minutes because someone was just tapping on it. Next thing you know, it's 10 minutes. But, I mean, here's the way to go. I have all my secure accounts with, you know, people with the things I owe bills to every month. If I get an email saying, hey, you didn't pay this, and I'm like, I think I did, I'll sign in, and then I'll see, oh, yeah, I did. That's scam. Get out of here.
On the text board, 803-0930, what do you think? Do you trust the payment apps? Do you use them a lot? And what do you use them for? I feel like a lot of people are using these for like totally different reasons. I see everything from, you know, paying somebody who bought you lunch to paying your spouse for the mortgage that month to like businesses or whatever that are getting paid. I mean, there's a little bit of everything on there. On the text board this morning, someone saying, I only use the PayPal because it'll protect you if there's any issues. They'll handle it. They've taken care of me a few times with scammers. Maybe it's a false sense of security. I tend to think like that. Like, it's almost like a credit card. If there is an issue, they tend to be resolved very quickly.
But PayPal also, I feel, is like the number one. I don't have a PayPal account, but I get emails about PayPal, about my quote PayPal account all the time.
Because it's like, so popular.
Yeah, I feel like it's the one scammers are going after all the time.
All the time. You know what I've gotten is a couple times where somebody will, and this is a PayPal thing, somebody has, and I think the same person tried me like twice, somebody has sent me like a bunch of money and then tried to go through PayPal and say that I owed them
the money.
Yeah. So like you don't, if someone you don't know sends you a whole bunch of money, never accept it.
Right.
Right. Because then you get, so I saw the alert on my phone, like, you know, thing I've never heard of, just sent you, you know, whatever it is, $1,400 or something like that. And you're like, what? Like, what's going on here? Did I finally win the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes? And this is my big payday.
That's how they do it now.
No, but, I just leave it there. I don't touch it. You don't, because you have to hit accept on this. I don't, you know, transfer it over to any bank or whatever.
Smart.
Because then you get like something from PayPal, the company, saying that, you know, so-and-so is claiming, you know, a fraud, or they paid you when you didn't provide the product or something like that. You know, nothing that you're involved in. And then you have to kind of go through and say, no, like never accept any money, like never did anything like that. You do kind of have to take that step.
Look at my transaction history. I never accepted the money.
Right. And then like a month later, it takes that long, you get an email like, oh, this has been resolved.
Yeah.
But you do try and get scammed. Like, it is unique the way that, because I think a lot of people would say that, hey, someone sent you $1,000. Okay, cool.
This is going to sound dramatic, but there are literally people, their job is to scam people. That's how they make money. Like, that's not being dramatic. That's not, there are people who, that's their day. How am I going to, you know, blank someone out of their money today?
Boom, doing the hustle.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Another text on the board saying, with the rise of artificial intelligence, there's got to be a massive increase in identity theft and these sorts of scams coming. That, I mean, it only makes sense, right?
Yeah.
If you have, I don't know, like, how is nobody... I'm sure this has happened, like found a way to use AI and like facial recognition and like hack that whole system by making you somehow appear like you're, I don't know. But
protect everything with passwords, not with your face.
I'm kind of a little leery about it. Yeah, password with a capital P as your password. That'll do it.
Is it still in 2024 the safest way to protect your money is the bank that you've always trusted? Because I think it is. FDIC. Yeah. Bank you've always trusted.
Yeah, that would kind of make... But I could see people being leery of having the banking app on their phone, of like anything like that. Because if your phone isn't protected, I mean, that would be one of those things.
100%.
I do. Like the Face ID, like that to me is like the level of... I mean, it's... If you ever pick up somebody else's phone, impossible to get in. Or have them even like hold your phone to your face to try and get on. Impossible to get in half the time.
Yep.
Like that is a good level of sophisticated technology, I think, sure to protect you.
But hey, if a scammer wants to waste their time going after me, joke's on them.
Yeah. Well, what do you feel more comfortable with, trusting your money in one of these apps or flying on a Boeing nowadays? The CEO of Alaska Airlines said that new in-house inspections of the carrier's Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes in the wake of this near disaster, remember earlier this month, revealed that many of the aircraft were found to have loose bolts. In an interview with NBC, Alaska Airlines CEO discussed the findings of his company's inspections since that January 5th incident where the panel blew off midair, almost causing people to be sucked out of the plane. 177 people on that flight. He said, quote, "I'm more than frustrated and disappointed. I'm angry. This happened to Alaska Airlines, happened to our guests, and happened to our people. And my demand on Boeing is, what are they going to do to improve their quality programs in-house?" I guess Boeing is taking a whole day off to train or retrain people on quality assurance. But they found a lot of loose bolts on these planes. How unnerving is that to you? I know you're unnerved about this.
Like I said, I am glad to look at my flights that are going to Florida next month and see it's not the type of plane that has the where the door should be. It needs the door plug. Happy about that. Still a little nervous because as this is going on, a 757 lost its front wheel on takeoff yesterday.
I mean, do you need that, though? Won't you?
I mean, I think so.
If you want to land.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, not a good month for Boeing. It's not a good month, and where things, you have this, you have the bolts, you had someone that as the plane was taxiing said, wait a minute, there's missing bolts and screws on the wing, and they had to cancel the flight. If it wasn't for that passenger.
Don't you have questions about that passenger? Like, that passenger has to be the most annoying person in the world, too. You know, he's saved, maybe, I don't know, saved this, you know, one flight from flying off with unsafe whatever. Or maybe he didn't. But now you're going to have like everybody looking at the bolts on the wings as if they're an aviation engineer and saying like, oh, hey, you got some loose ones here. All right, now your flight's delayed an hour.
I've done that ever since 2000. In 2000, we went to Orlando, and I still remember this like it was yesterday, and there were two men on the wing tightening screws. Ever since then, if I'm anywhere near the wing, I'm looking to make sure I
don't
see
something. How can you tell? How can you see?
I look to see, make sure nothing's jiggling around when it leaves the leaves the plane. I tell you, I trust airline companies. I trust the pilots. I trust that the right people are in the right positions. But it is stuff like this that makes me a little nervous. And again, people ask, why do you like to road trip more than fly? Because I'm in control. I know what I've done to my car. I know how new or old the tires are. I know how awake I am. That's why I like being in control. I'm not in control when I fly. And there's that adds a little nervousness on top of all of this.
I don't know. You can't think about it.
I know. I
think
know.
Like that's just right. You
life's
know,
life.
What are you going to do?
We're going to live in fear?
The loose bolt thing is like, I don't know. It's interesting to me.
It's not unnerving? Like, you want those bolts to be tightened.
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if I had been on that plane, it would have been very difficult to get me back in the air.
I just don't, like, know how are there so many untightened bolts on the... Like, when you put it in, like, put it in firmly, that thing doesn't budge.
I mean, I do question that whole process, right? I mean, it's a plane, it's a fuselage that was made to have an exit row. But the airline's like, no. We're going to just have more rows. This isn't a necessary exit row on this MAX plane. And I think it's that adjustment that, you know, it's not in any of the other planes. It's not the actual exit doors that are having the issues. Mm-hmm. It's where the door should have been. And it seems like that modification, there's a step missing in the lab.
That would unnerve me too.
Yeah.
Like, generally speaking, all right, we're going to put this big hunk of metal in the air. This is how it's designed to work. Like, stick with that original plan.
Yeah. The way it came off the line.
Right.
Don't send it back to the shop.
Stick with that original plan.
Right. Send it back to the shop if the tire falls off. Send it back to the shop if the wing's not on. Let's not make these modifications. I'll pay. Get this. I'm saying this, and I'm cheap as you know what. I would pay a little more money than them adding a row and risking the door plug to not be completely in.
Here's the counterpoint to your concern, Joe, though. I love this on the text board, 803-0930. Take a look at some of the cars driving next to you on the road. I'll take my chances with the planes and their maintenance schedules.
That's true.
I think about that all the time. How many times are you driving around and you see this busted up car? I mean, there's a few different ways. Like what, like the rusted out old car on like the smallest tires you've ever seen. Like I think they're from a Power Wheels, and driving around the snow and it's 30 years old or something like that. There's that kind of one, rusted out in the bottom, like that could give out in any moment. And then there's the ones where it's like, clearly accident damage, backed up into a post or something like that, and you're driving next to it, and then you see how they're driving, and it's always 100%. It's like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, this checks out. Accident damage, terrible driver. Like, why would I expect you to have a perfectly, maintained car?
Anytime you get in your car like that, by the time you either pass them or they turn to another road, you're like, I see why they got in an accident.
You
I
get
see
why out of the way.
Yeah.
But you can't get out of the way of everybody.
No. I mean, you have the guy whose fender is tied up. And you're like, how did that car pass inspection?
Yeah.
But I needed to pay $200 to get my inspection sticker.
Their blind spot is the entire outside because their rear window is just a bag.
Yeah.
That's like that
the
stuff will
bag?
Make me nervous.
Yeah.
Well, we found out they could be used for a lot of things.
By the way, someone said on the text board 15 minutes ago, Joe said he's not a car guy and doesn't know much about cars. Okay, yeah, you're right. I don't know about different models of cars. I know the last time I took my car to a mechanic. Those are two different, completely
yeah.
different things.
Yeah.
I know the last time someone who knows cars looked at my car, changed my tires. I do know the basics.
You got the heads up from your mechanic.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. And you could trust him. He used to work at Boeing.
No, my mechanic's great, and before any kind of long road trip, I make sure my car is in great shape.
I feel that way about auto travel, especially in the last week. Like, the snow's flying and stuff, you'll still have that one, I'm about to say that one guy, but it could be anybody.
Right.
Women can be terrible drivers, too. But there's that one guy on, like, driving on your tail, or you can see him a couple lanes ahead driving on someone's tail.
Yep.
And it's like, listen, today we're going the speed limit.
Right.
Like today we're the snow's flying, the roads are slick, we're going at the route or the speed that we're comfortable, and you can just chill out like the rest of us.
Yeah. You're on a road that hasn't been touched by a plow, maybe you're on a secondary street,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, I'm taking the slow, we're going maybe five under the speed limit.
Someone comes barreling down.
And someone's right on your, and like, I'm sorry, buddy. Like,
what are you doing?
I can't, if I go any faster, I might lose control. And as much as I am probably not the best driver in the world, I'm not making that mistake.
That's why I never quite understood, like, all this souped up, like, off-road, huge tire, you're driving like a monster truck on there. You still do have to go at the speed of, like, great, good for you. Like, I'm glad that you could travel off-road in Antarctica. But on this road, I can't, so
yeah.
I'm not going to go at your speed.
I'm not going crazy to let you get full advantage.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll be back here tomorrow, Joe, and have a lot more fun.
Yeah, another sure. another Sabres game, 10:30 tonight.
are you staying up after that last night?
Well, Tech played last night, a little primary coverage tonight. Nah, no offense to the Sabres. I'm probably going to be out before the puck drops.
They have not earned the late stay up for any game.
It used to be a lot of fun, though. Like, when we were in college and staying up for late, West Coast games, that was a lot of fun.
At an age when you were up that late anyway.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
But, I don't know. Not
All
so
right.
much now.
David's next. We'll be back here tomorrow. Stay tuned for David, Tom, and then Tom after Lucas here on WBEN.